chop it up, chop it up. We're the Chiefs, and we're proud. We're the Chiefs, and we're loud. We're the Chiefs, and we're proud. We're the Chiefs, and we're loud.
What is going on, guys? Farzin Basugian here with you for another episode of the Chief Zone podcast. And oh boy, we got a lot to get into tonight. This was a damn good night for the Kansas City Chiefs. This could not have gone any better. Wow, Xavier Worthy coming to Kansas City. I know a lot of people have maybe some mixed reactions to this one, but I'm telling you right now, this is the player I wanted. At number 32, which the Chiefs traded up to number 28, I have no idea why Buffalo, of all teams, Buffalo, is trading with Kansas City. We got to get into that in a moment. But this is awesome. I am thrilled for this. Before we get started here, want to let you know this podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Baseball season fully underway now. The basketball playoffs are going on. The hockey playoffs are happening. The NFL schedule will be announced very soon. Get ready. Get your tickets over at SeatGeek. If you've never purchased from SeatGeek before, you can use my promo code Farzin and you will save $20 off your first purchase from SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com for your ticketing needs. And if you're a new customer, go and enter the promo code Farzin for $20 off your first purchase. Okay, enough of that. We gotta get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kansas City Chiefs have drafted Xavier Worthy. This could not have gone any better tonight if you're Kansas City. I mean, the Chargers, they got a good offensive tackle, but they don't have anyone to throw to. The Broncos, they got Bo Nix, but that kind of felt like a move where, you know, you just settled with him because all of the other quarterbacks you wanted were gone. And then the pick after the Broncos, the Raiders, they got Brock Bowers, who's a great tight end. Who's going to throw the football to him? They were at number 13 and all the quarterbacks they wanted were gone. All six of them. And here's the crazy part about tonight. The Chiefs traded up with Buffalo, of all teams. Somebody, Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report, tweeted this. He said that the Bills are looking for a trade partner. And I tweeted, I said, there's no way it's Kansas City. You're not trading with the Chiefs. There's a reason why they refused to trade the Bills or Stephon Diggs to the Chiefs. The Bills were not willing to do that for very obvious reasons. They already gave the Chiefs Patrick Mahomes. Now they're giving you the fastest wide receiver in NFL combine history. Fastest player in combine history. What is Buffalo's strategy here? Like, do they want to win? I don't think they do. I mean, the Buffalo might be my second favorite team now. I mean, you kind of just have to if you're a Chiefs fan just to appreciate them at this point. But hey, you know, they beat us in the regular season a couple times. That's their Super Bowl banner for all we care. But I'm telling you right now, man. By the way, I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter right now talk about how history finds a way to repeat itself. People are already comparing this to the Patrick Mahomes trade. Like, I mean, not the Patrick Mahomes here, but you know what I mean. The number 10 pick, giving it to the Chiefs so they could get Mahomes. And now they just gave the Chiefs, essentially, Xavier Worthy. I don't know what Buffalo's plan is for the draft tonight. We'll see in a couple of picks, I guess. But how do you just allow the fastest player to ever run a 40 at the combine in NFL history to Kansas City? I just don't understand that. That strategy there. But nonetheless, you look at Xavier Worthy. Here are his numbers from college. In 2023, 14 games played. Line up in the slot 196 times. Wide 294 times. Caught 75 passes for over 1,000 yards. 1,014 yards to be exact. And had 5 touchdowns. Had 757 yards the year before. Had 8 touchdowns. Had 12 touchdowns in 2021. The total number of touchdowns have gone down, but understand this. I mean, if you're just looking at that, you might say, oh, okay, the yards certainly have gone up. They've actually been very high for the most part, but the touchdown numbers have gone down. Well, that's because he's sharing the field with A.D. Mitchell. So Texas has a prolific offense, and Texas has been known to have a great football program for years. It's not just one or two guys running the show. He's not the only wide receiver there, and he's also a very good return specialist as well. If you were watching on ESPN, and I didn't see the NFL Network highlights, I was focused more on the ESPN part of it, but they showed some of the highlights on offense and on special teams. I mean, this has got to be the best pick you could have asked for. Oh, and remind me who the Chiefs got earlier in the offseason. Oh, that's right. They got Hollywood Brown, another speedster. If you're Patrick Mahomes, this has to be the best offseason to date. This has got to be a great offseason. Now, yes, there is still an open hole right now at left tackle, and I think the Chiefs will for sure address that tomorrow. I would almost guess that they do that. Okay, so Mecole Hardman just... Oh, this is an interesting post from Mecole. Mecole Hardman just posted this. Might be over with now. I guess there was some thought that maybe he could return to Kansas City. I mean, listen, Mecole, obviously a talented player, but the development just wasn't there. It just took a long time, and I'm glad they brought him back just to give him one more opportunity, but it just wasn't there. Yeah, he got the walk-off touchdown and all of that, but overall body of work, I just wasn't there. Okay, there are some Chiefs fans not happy with the pick for a couple of reasons. Yes, the drop issues are there. I think, listen, I'll just say it right now, and I know as Chiefs fans, you do not want to hear anything about wide receivers dropping passes. I get that. But I feel like Andy Reid can work with that and find a way. Listen, T. Higgins drops a lot of passes. Travis Kelce is guilty of dropping more passes than he really should. But those players I just named you, what are they capable of doing? Helping your offense in a very big manner. Yeah, Travis Kelce does have some drop issues, but he makes up for it with his production, and it's not even close. You can deal with drop issues if your player can make up for it later on, and that's exactly what you have with Xavier Worthy. Yeah, his nickname is Flash. Harvey says, does 165 pounds bother you? Not really. I mean, that's a speed right there. That is what you want. Listen, no one is going to come close to being Tyreek Hill ever. I mean, you're never going to see a Tyreek Hill in the NFL ever. By the way, on PFF, it says he's 172 pounds. So, I mean, 7 pounds. Okay. You're off by a little bit, but you know, neither here nor there. Look, no one's ever going to be like Tyreek Hill again. You're just never going to see a wide receiver as dynamic as him. But if you have Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, my God, this has to be like the ideal offense for you. Because last year's offense, you had Kadarius Toney, who you were relying on to be your number one wide receiver. And he got hurt very early in training camp, the first day of training camp. And in the first game of the regular season, he was guilty of the drops, ball bouncing off his hands and going into the hands of a defensive player all the way back for a touchdown. It happened in week one, and the last time we saw him was in that game in Foxborough where ball hit his hands and bounced off, went to a defensive player's hands instead. So the Chiefs are doing it. See, here's what I like about Brett Veach. Super Bowl 55, obviously a game that Chiefs fans would love to have erased from their memories. But there was a big learning lesson in that one, is that you got to give Patrick Mahomes an offensive line. What did Veach do? He revamped that entire offensive line in one offseason. Now, obviously, he did not score on all of those positions, but still got Patrick Mahomes a much better offensive line going into the 2021 season. Now, you're coming off a Super Bowl win, crazy enough, but you still dealt with all of these issues on offense, and you led the NFL and dropped passes by a wide margin. I think they were kind of like on a similar pace with the 0-16 Cleveland Browns, if you guys remember that team. But this Chiefs team found a way to win a Super Bowl. Is that an ideal way to win a Super Bowl? No. Are you going to three-peat by having a similar offense like that? Absolutely not. The odds of that happening are very slim. So what does Brett Veach do? He revamps the wide receiver position again. Brett Veach seriously might be the best general manager in football right now. Seriously. I mean, the way he finds a way, as soon as he sees one glaring hole on this Chiefs team, he finds a way to fix it. When you have Patrick Mahomes, when Patrick Mahomes is your franchise quarterback, you got to make sure everyone around him is good enough to help him lift the offense. And Veach has done exactly that. You traded Tyreek Hill 2 years ago. Remember that? Everyone thought the Chiefs were done for. Travis Kelce was going to be double teamed, and you know the Chiefs offense was doomed. Chiefs have won the Super Bowl every year since Tyreek Hill's been traded. So you trade Tyreek Hill, you bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, helps you win a Super Bowl. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, not the most consistent player, of course, but does do some good things to help you go back-to-back. You now bring in Hollywood Brown, who has some skill sets similar to Tyreek Hill. You bring in Xavier Worthy, who has skill sets similar to Tyreek Hill. I mean, you've got two Tyreek Hill lights, if you will. I will take that on Kansas City's offense any day. And I know, listen, I guess there's some hope that Kadarius Toney could maybe still be a key contributor on this offense. And I absolutely think that would be the case if he can stay healthy. That's what the Chiefs have been trying to do. Andy Reid and Brett Veach both gave a vote of confidence for Kadarius Toney, saying that he's got to stay healthy. But you don't want to rely on Kadarius Toney staying healthy. You got to have an insurance policy here, and they bring in Xavier Worthy for that. I'm stoked. Oh, I got to do the air horns again. I got to do it again. Listen, I know there are a lot of people that may have had a different preference for who the Chiefs should have drafted. I'm telling you right now, I don't like to tell people how they should or shouldn't feel it, but I'm going to break that rule tonight. I think you guys should be excited. The Bills are trading back again. What the hell are the Bills doing tonight? Okay. I mean, listen, I've been talking to you guys, so I don't even know the last couple of picks. How was that? Okay. So Xavier Worthy went 28. Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. I thought he would have been a potential candidate to come after Jordan Morgan was off the board. Nate Wiggins. I think that's a really good pickup to Baltimore. That is interesting. Who's picking 32? It's not updated on ESPN yet. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is, if you're a Chiefs fan, I think you should be excited about this. Patrick Mahomes has two reliable newcomers at the wide receiver position. And listen, a lot of people are asking about Rashee Rice. What's going to happen to him? Well, Roger Goodell did say today that they're going to wait on the legal process. So either, and listen, the legal process for these kinds of things can take a long time. So either Rashee Rice, if they're really going to wait, Rice might not get suspended this year. That suspension might come the following year. So at the very worst, they might suspend him before the season starts. And I don't know, might be a 4-game, might be a 6-game suspension, could be half a season, who knows. But if that's the case, I think you've got an offense that's capable of helping out Patrick Mahomes. You got Hollywood Brown. You got Xavier Worthy. You got Isaiah Pacheco in the backfield. Oh, by the way, we haven't mentioned this guy's name yet. Your star tight end, Travis Kelce, still plays on this football team. Remember everyone who said Travis Kelce was washed up? He balled out in the postseason. Played better in the Miami game. Absolutely went off on the Buffalo Bills, played even better against the Baltimore Ravens, had a very quiet first half in the Super Bowl, but absolutely stepped up in the second half. Yeah, see, Charles Aminahou just tweeted, we got Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Travis Kelce. Oh, this is awesome. Drew Tranquil tweeted, in quotes, Xavier Worthy down there somewhere, and he quoted attributed that quote to Patrick Mahomes. That's great. That is great, man. I'm excited. This is This night could not have gone better for Kansas City. The AFC West didn't really do anything to improve themselves. I mean, the Chargers, yeah, they've got a great offensive tackle, but who's Herbert going to throw to? The Raiders got a great tight end, but who's going to throw the ball to him? They might need to go get Derek Carr back. They might need to call Tom Brady at this point. Look, if you are Kansas City, this is a good night to be a Chiefs fan. I think this offseason has gone very well. Obviously, the Rashi Rice situation, not very ideal. But I'll say this right now. Even before the whole Rashi Rice incident, I still think Kansas City was in the market for a wide receiver. I really do. And I feel like this right here, it just shows that the Chiefs are very serious about trying to improve this offense drastically. And I think you're going to see it on the field this year. Again, I know the drops with Xavier Worthy is not something a lot of people want to hear. Trust me, man. I think the Chiefs are going to work on that with him, and I think they're going to get better about it. If the Panthers are picking number 32, and they got Xavier Leggett. Okay, interesting. I don't know what Buffalo's goal is for this season, but if it's winning, you have me fooled. Overall, I think this offense is going to be playing better. Again, Travis Kelce, yeah, wasn't really his best year, but he was battling multiple injuries during the season from the get-go. Missed the first game due to a knee injury. So you bring him back, and if the one guy on your depth that you're hoping maybe steps up is Kadarius Toney, if he plays better and if he stays healthy, this is going to be a very dangerous Chiefs offense in 2024. I seriously don't know. Like, if you're a defensive coordinator, you do not want to go up against this team. Preparing your defense for this Chiefs offense, not going to be easy. And I'll just say it right now. This offense on paper, albeit it's on paper, this is reminding me a lot of the 2018 offense, where the Chiefs had the third highest scoring output in NFL history. And damn it, man, if one thing goes right in that AFC Championship game, which a lot of people look at the D Ford offside situation, you know, I mean, I don't think that's the only thing that hurt them. There were a lot of things the Chiefs did. The 13 of 19 third downs allowed, three third and long conversions allowed in overtime, being shut out in the first half. A lot of things could have gone differently in that game. But the Chiefs, with a 31st ranked defense, almost went to the Super Bowl that year with that high-powered offense they had. And now you have, I think, probably the closest offense to the 2018 team right now. I truly do believe that. I think Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, yeah, that's a duo I would compare to Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins. And listen, a lot of people are wondering, could a guy like Luis Riz-Zamit, is he someone that might be able to contribute in this offense? I certainly believe so. I really do. So Blake has probably the comment of the night. Good luck double teaming Travis Kelce. 1,000%. I mean, you thought it was easy to double team Travis Kelce after the Tyreek Hill trade? That didn't work. And now you have to worry about Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. This is why I said just 2 minutes ago, if you're a defensive coordinator, good luck. Good luck. I mean, not that anyone should ever wish injury on anyone, but man, let's just be honest. Because I remember there was an NBA executive who anonymously said that, you know, there are some teams out there that were wishing an injury on the Golden State Warriors because they're so stacked and no one wants to go against them. I'm telling you right now, there are teams out there that are, you know, internally hoping for that. They'll never admit it, but they are absolutely hoping for that. Because they know that you can't double team. You can't double team everyone. You just can't. And this right here, I mean, this is a pickup that is really going to help Kansas City. This is really going to help. By the way, if you guys haven't done so already, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're starting to do more video content. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of content we'll definitely be talking about this weekend. We'll be putting up there. I'm thrilled, man. The one guy I really wanted was Xavier Worthy. I really wanted that guy. That was my number one choice. Listen, realistically, I would have loved Marvin Harrison Jr. But again, realistically, like, you can't get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Joe Alt. All these people online saying, oh, the Chiefs need to do whatever it takes to trade up and get Alt or Marvin Harrison Jr. Well, what draft capital are you going to give up unless you were willing to give up Travis Kelce or Chris Jones? Obviously, again, not realistic. So realistically, I was really hoping for Xavier Worthy, and that's who the Chiefs got. Here's a crazy thing. Again, going back to Buffalo, being the of all teams, Buffalo. I actually thought Buffalo was going to get Xavier Worthy. I really did. And I don't know how Brett Veach convinced the Bills to agree to this trade. I'm telling you right now, they need to, where the Lamar Hunt statue is, they need to build a Patrick Mahomes jersey to Lamar Hunt's right and a Brett Veach statue. Did I say jersey? I meant statue. A Brett Veach statue to Lamar Hunt's left. I'm telling, the things that Brett Veach is doing right now, we expected from Scott Pioli. Remember how big of a free agent GM Scott Pioli was? I mean, he wasn't a GM with the Patriots, but you get what I mean. He was a front office executive that a lot of people wanted. And the Chiefs got him. But unfortunately, and I think Pioli actually did a solid job of drafting players. But man, his overall duties as a GM, not very good. And I don't think the coaching staff was very good either that he put together. And now, I think, you know, the things you expected from Scott Pioli, you're getting it from Brett Veach. The things that Brett Veach has done to put the Chiefs in the position they are in, man, I'm thrilled. I really am. I can't get over it, man. I can't get over it. This is going to be a very fun season if you're Kansas City. I know a lot of you guys wanted AD Mitchell. Listen, I would have been fine with either Mitchell or Worthy. I just feel like with Worthy, that is, you can't pass up an opportunity to bring in the guy who had the fastest 40 time in combine history. I just can't. We traded the Bills for Trent McDuffie. I don't think so. I think that was New England. That was New England. I'm almost certain that was New England. Oh, the responses to Buffalo. I look, put yourself in the shoes of a Buffalo Bills fan for like 5 seconds. I know you guys don't like to hear that. Why would you ever want to trade with the Chiefs? You are making a deal with the devil. The Chiefs are the devil. The Chiefs have already accepted this villain role in the NFL. And for whatever reason, the Bills are like, eh, fuck it. We'll give them what they want. Again. Oh my God. I just don't know. Like, if I was not talking to you guys right now, I would be turning on Sports Talk Radio in Buffalo. I really would love to know, like, how are Bills fans reacting to this? I would not be happy one bit. Matthew says, in capital letters, Veach is the worthy man, 100%. I still can't get over it. I really can't. The Bills traded out because of cap space. I don't have to pay as much for a second round, the first round, I guess. But, man, I just don't know what the strategy is if you're Buffalo. I just don't. Arkansas Sports Report says everyone sent the Bills a Christmas card this year. I would be so mad. I'd be so mad if I was a Bills fan. Matt says, how did John Ross do? Well, John Ross didn't play for Andy Reid. I think that's the first thing to get out of the way. He went to Cincinnati. And I think that was before Joe Burrow got there, which, funny enough, Ross was one pick before Patrick Mahomes. And then he started dealing with injuries. Xavier Worthy was actually, I mean, he's actually like, there are a lot of teams that have wanted Xavier Worthy. See, Heath says that speed will free up Travis Kelce 100%. And I think that really does help because, you know, as awesome as Travis Kelce is, we all love him. We can't deny that, you know, Father Time is undefeated and does have an impact. And with Worthy and Hollywood Brown, that definitely helps him out a lot. And by the way, let's say Rashi Rice gets suspended for eight games. The way I look at it, you're getting a fresh wide receiver coming back. And I know a lot of people are upset at what he did. And I'm not one to sit here and say, oh, he made a mistake. No, it was in my opinion, there's a difference between a mistake and a decision. Thank God no one died. It sounds like there are some people who have had some serious injuries from all of this. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, they'll either agree to a settlement or you know, Rice will suffer some of the consequences. And let this be a learning lesson, okay? I mean, you can't just go and do those things. I have a really strong stance against people who get behind the wheel and just drive very irresponsibly and put other people's lives in danger like that. I mean, I spoke out and had a lot of strong comments against Britt Reed with what he did. And this could have ended very similarly, like the Britt Reed situation or the Henry Ruggs situation. I mean, I hope this is not the end of Rashi Rice's time in Kansas City. I hate to say it, but I think the fact that there weren't any serious injuries like the one with the 5-year-old girl at the time in the Britt Reed accident or the Henry Ruggs situation, I think that's what's really giving him a second chance with Kansas City. Because had it been anything else, would not have been very good. Enzo has a very interesting comment here. Enzo says, when we get Rice back, look out. I meant to read Enzo's other comment. Still have hope for Tony and Sky Moore. Okay, we've already covered Kadarius Tony. Sky Moore, we haven't had a chance to really talk about. Because I compare Sky Moore a lot to Rashi Rice, and the fact that they're both recent second-round picks. Moore's been on the team 1 year longer than Rice, but Rice has picked up the offense much faster than Sky Moore. Let's go over this for a moment here. Because, again, we don't know exactly when the suspension is going to come. Goodell did say they're going to wait for the legal matter to just play out. So I'm assuming the legal matter is going to take a while. That's just the way these things work out. So if the suspension is not going to be this year, your week one wide receivers are going to be Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Rashi Rice. We're already at three right there. Three damn good ones. I'm sure Kadarius Tony's going to be the fourth guy on the team. I think the Chiefs still like Justin Watson. I don't like Justin Watson as one of your primary receivers, but that was the case for him last year because he was one of the more productive guys. He does have issues holding on to the football. We've seen that several times this past year, including the Super Bowl. We also saw it the year before in the same game where he had two big drops wide open. Wow. Xavier Worthy, offensive rookie of the year odds flying. Okay, I guess I'm way behind on those DraftKings odds. So place those bets while you can because I don't think you're going to be making much money unless you're putting up a lot. So who do I think the six potential wide receivers will be in week one? Let me start all over again. Hollywood, Worthy, Rice, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and I'll say Justin Watson. I think Justin Watson is a good depth player. I really like him as someone who can come in on third down when you have a 3 or 4 wide receiver set and someone that could come through for you. That's what I like Justin Watson for. Man, I can't get over it. I'm so excited, man. This night could not have gone any better for the Chiefs. Because the way the draft board was unfolding as the night went on, because you had the three quarterbacks that went 1, 2, and 3. Then you had Marvin Harrison Jr. go to the Cardinals. Then Joe Alt. you had a couple of other wide receivers and offensive tackles that you just knew you were not going to get. Obviously, the quarterbacks, no need for that. There were six of them who went in the top 12. And then it got interesting. Brock Bowers to the Raiders. Some people were hoping the Chiefs could have landed him. But then you started to get teams that were getting guys that you didn't really need. An edge defender for the Colts. The Seahawks got Byron Murphy, a defensive tackle. Chiefs could have maybe used a defensive tackle, but that's not the biggest concern right now for the team. A lot of edge defenders. This was a great night if you needed a defensive player, because there were a lot of good defensive players available midway through the draft. And listen, I got to be honest here. I saw Peter Schrager project that Amarius Mims would come to Kansas City, which I was a little confused by because he plays right tackle. I'm always a little iffy about converting a right tackle to a left to the left side. And this is also a guy that's dealt with a lot of injuries. I mean, listen, you have an injury-prone offensive tackle that's going to be protecting an injury-prone quarterback in Cincinnati. So, you know, I'm sure he's great when he's available. That is when if he's available, which is the same thing we say about Joe Burrow. I know Joe Burrow's led his team to two conference championship games and also one Super Bowl, but the other two seasons, he's also ended it with a season-ending injury. You never want to see anyone get hurt, but, man, Burrow's dealt with a lot of injuries in his 4 years in the NFL. I do think the Eagles also had a great night. I think they've got a great defensive back in Quinyon Mitchell. I think he's going to be up there with, you know, Gardner and Trent McDuffie, Legarius Sneed as, you know, some of the best cornerbacks we'll see in the NFL for the next decade. Jordan Morgan, if the Chiefs did not get Worthy or Mitchell, I would have loved Jordan Morgan. But he got drafted by the Packers, number 25, and the Chiefs traded up. I just feel like this whole draft went Kansas City's favor. They had options when they traded up. I don't think they would have had the option. I'm a little surprised Mitchell did not get drafted. AD Mitchell, that is. A lot of people thought Mitchell was going to go in like the somewhere between the 10th and 20th pick. Some people also thought Worthy was going to go between the 10th and 20th pick. A lot of people thought that the Eagles or the Ravens would have drafted Worthy. I thought the Bills for sure were going to take him. But no, they said, here, Kansas City, you beat us three times in the playoffs, and we'll give you the fastest wide receiver or just fastest NFL player in combine history. Man, I don't know, man. Andy still believes in Kadarius Toney, and I hope he comes back to prime hands. Listen, let me just say this about Kadarius Toney. Because when the Chiefs traded for him, he picked up the offense really fast, I thought. Remember that play when he adjusted his gloves while the ball was in midair? And I can't remember if that went for a touchdown or if it was close to a touchdown. But he was able to do that. And I think the things that he was doing, he was able to help the offense in a big manner. Unfortunately, he still got hurt after the trade that same season. But when he came back, he certainly helped the offense move the ball a little bit. Obviously, in the Super Bowl, had that big punt return, the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. And then he had the corndog play. Yes, a lot of people credit more so Andy Reid for that, but you still got to have the right player in that situation to fool the defensive back, kind of like how Sky Moore did, kind of like how Mecole Hardman did. And they did that with Worthy. Oh, by the way, I'll just say this right now. I didn't even think of this. If you're a Chiefs fan and you buy Madden, the Chiefs are a cheat code in Madden. You have Kelsey, you have Worthy, you have Toney, you have Hollywood. Dude, people are going to rage quit against the Chiefs next year in Madden. I didn't even think about that until now. Sky Moore might not make the team. I'm not dismissing that possibility. I am not dismissing that possibility one bit. Bills Mafia probably going to smash some more tables, but is it Worthy? Oh, all the Worthy puns tonight. I love it. I love it. Matt says he would have fell into our laps. No trade needed. How do we know that, though? See, here's my thing. People said that about Trent McDuffie. And to me, I'm like, how do you know? Because the reason... Here's why teams trade up. Let me use tonight as an example. Why did the Vikings trade up to get J.J. McCarthy? Because they knew the Broncos wanted him. They were not too far behind, but they knew Denver was making an offer the Jets could not refuse, so Minnesota had to one-up that. Why did the Chiefs trade up to get Patrick Mahomes in 2017? Because they knew that other teams wanted him, and Sean Payton actually admitted to that in an interview years later. So Andy Reid got, or not Andy Reid, but John Dorsey or whoever from the Chiefs front office, they got word that someone else really wanted Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs absolutely wanted him. Obviously, we can see why by now. And they made that pick. Whenever teams trade up to get a specific player, let me put it to you like this. When you're watching on ESPN or NFL Network, it shows the timer. But as soon as the trade happens and you see the new team that's on the clock, it immediately says pick is in because they already know who they want. They don't need all the time that's allotted to them to, you know, take their time, look at the clock, see you know, how much time is. No, they know who they want. And they wanted to trade up because someone else was going to get him if they did not make that move. So that's why the Chiefs traded up to get Xavier Worthy, because they knew somebody else wanted to get him. You know what's worthy? Three-peat. You know what's worthy of having tonight? Brown rice. Oh, the worthy puns, the brown rice puns, man. Showtime to Hollywood. You know, we're going to be punning a lot as we're on our way to a three-peat. Yeah, Nico Remigio is a very interesting name, Michael. That's a good call right there. Kale, just to be clear, Mecole Hardman is actually a free agent. I think there was some thought that maybe he would come back, but he just put on his Instagram that it seems like he knows that he has to move on. And he's already made it very clear he is not going back to the Jets. Can he start in week one? Here's something to keep in mind, Benjamin, because this is actually a good question. It's not like you don't have anyone else right now on your team. You brought in Xavier Worthy as a compliment to Hollywood Brown and possibly Rashee Rice if he's available in week one. So this is not, you didn't draft Xavier Worthy because you have absolutely no one at wide receiver. The Chiefs, you know, they had Rice who, you know, got better as the season went on, still has some things to work on, especially with his ball security. His fumbles were still an issue all the way to the Super Bowl. And then with Hollywood Brown coming in, you know, this is a pick where it's not, you know, hey, we drafted you because we need you right now and we have nobody at wide receiver. He's on the team to provide depth. This is a pass-heavy league. You guys all know that. You guys all know this. They brought him in because they want to try to replicate that 2018 offense. Here's a problem with Kansas City. Ever since Patrick Mahomes has come here, we can't get a balance for whatever reason with this team. It's either the offense is really great or the defense is really great. Well, the defense just had an amazing year, and you lost L'Jarius Sneed in a trade to the Titans, and you lost Willie Gay to the Saints in free agency. Those are your only two big losses in free agency. I think Mike Edwards was a good depth player, but you can always replace those guys. So you have a lot of your key pieces. The most important thing to keep in mind, as much as I hate to see L'Jarius Sneed move on, the Chiefs have all of their pass rushers back, right? They have Karlaftis. They have Mike Dana back. They still have FAU, who didn't play a lot of snaps, but in the few snaps that he did play, I thought he did some good things against the run. Oh, by the way, there's that big guy in the middle named Chris Jones. We haven't even brought up his name tonight. Chris Jones is back on a bigger deal. And I just don't know. Like, I think this defense is going to be just fine. Are they going to maybe take a little bit of a step back? Yeah, but I think you can afford a little bit of a step back defensively if the offense makes these drastic improvements, which I think they're going to do. Now, I'll say this right now. The job is not over. Andrew asked a very good question about Justin Ross, and I'll get to it in a moment here. You still have some things to work on if you're the Chiefs. There is a wide open spot at left tackle. I really like Patrick Paul. That is someone that I would love to see the Chiefs get in the second round. There was a lot of talk about, I think he did an interview saying that he's going to go in the first round, which did not age well. But I think if you get Patrick Paul, that would be a great player to bring in to compete with Wanya Morris. Now, let's say the Chiefs do not get a left tackle. What does that mean? That probably means that they have a lot of confidence in Wanya Morris. Is there a possibility they bring back Donovan Smith, who is still available? Maybe. I'm not going to dismiss that possibility, but I would not expect that to happen either. I think the Chiefs are at a point now where they're ready to move on from Donovan Smith. So here's a quote from Brett Veach. Xavier Worthy is a dynamic playmaker with top-end vertical speed. You can move him around and do a lot of different things with him. Here's the thing that I'll say right now about Andy Reid's offense. It's an offense where, you know, the coaches get very creative. And who do you have? You have Mahomes. You have Isaiah Pacheco. You've got Travis Kelce. You got Hollywood Brown. That's a lot of speed right there. You got Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. There are a lot of things they can do with jet sweeps, fake jet sweeps. Here's something that I would be very curious to see the Chiefs use more of, because I don't think the Chiefs did this a whole lot. I know this was a hot thing in 08 and 09 and in 2010 a little bit, but the Wildcat formation. I think the Chiefs can do a lot of really good things if they utilize the Wildcat offense. They have the personnel for it. Why not utilize that? That's not, because here's the thing. The jet sweeps and then the tight end sneaks, teams have caught up on that. There is such thing as, you know, watching and studying game film and defenses picking up on certain patterns that they notice in ways you line up. So if you're Kansas City, you need to start coming up with some new creative plays here, because the things that you've been doing in the past, teams are going to be ready for, and they're going to pick up on that. Not saying you can't go back to it, but if you start bringing up new plays, new creative plays to have fun with and start doing, then you can maybe go back to those other plays like the jet sweeps and the tight end sneaks, because teams will be so focused on these newer set of trick plays that you have, and then you can go back to the old ones when they least expect it. Because here's the thing, if like there's so much on film to study off Andy Reid and all the things he's done, but he's done so many things that you just can't spend all the time in the world to prepare for it on a weekly basis. You just can't. Dusty says Raiders and Broncos come in clutch for us tonight too. Listen, I think the Broncos have a solid QB. I just don't know if he was a guy that, you know, a lot of people wanted at number 12. I think that was like a, hey, the other five quarterbacks we wanted are gone, and this is just who we're going to settle with. But you got to get that guy some help. Like, I don't know who in Denver is going to, like, help him. Like, unless they can get, like, a Puka Nacua type of receiver later in the draft. I'll say this right now. If the Chiefs can get Jalen Coker from Holy Cross in the fourth or the fifth round, dude, I'm telling you right now, this offense is going to be a lot of fun to watch. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Kirk Cousins is pissed. So here's my question. Who drew the short straw in which they won the award for getting the opportunity to call Kirk Cousins and to let him know what's going on? That could not have been a fun conversation. Not one bit. And listen, I like Kirk. If you watched that Netflix show last year, I think a lot of people watched for Mahomes, but like even me as a Chiefs fan, I ended up like actually appreciating Kirk Cousins more. Don't get me wrong. Like Mahomes and his wife and his family, they seem like great people. And you saw that on the show. but they're not the most relatable people because they do live this luxurious lifestyle where they've got a private jet and they go wherever they want, whenever they want. Whereas with Kirk Cousins, you know, he lives a normal life. It's almost like you would not know that he's a professional football player. Even his wife was like, yeah, we buy our clothes from Target. Like, okay, that right off the bat, a lot of people can relate to. So I think a lot of people, especially Vikings fans, came around with Kirk Cousins. You kind of feel bad for that. Burrow takes more sacks than an adult film star. Okay, thank you, Dusty. Look, I want the Bengals at full strength, but I mean, you got an injury-prone guy who, and what's your goal with him? Is he supposed to replace Orlando Brown, who you just paid a shit ton of money to a year ago? Okay, all right. Good luck with that. I apologize. I forgot who it was. Somebody was bringing up Justin Ross. Yeah, I kind of forgot about Justin Ross. I don't even know, like, what happens there? Can you even use him as trade bait? Is that someone that you can, you know, get something like a draft pick or something? Because last year, the Chiefs traded Amir Smith-Marset after the preseason for a 7th-round pick. What if Justin Ross has a good preseason and maybe you can find a way to get some draft capital for it? I mean, if he has a good preseason, you want him to be part of your stacked offense right now. Everyone is mad now, I promise. Oh, 1,000% everyone's mad. I mean, the NFL is upset. They know that this is a team that just got better. Like, way better. This team just won the Super Bowl, too. And it was not even their best year. It was a bad year by their own standards. Listen, I know a lot of people keep talking about how bad the Chiefs were last year. But if you watch that Week 18 game between the Chiefs and Chargers, Spiro Deeds and Adam Archuleta, who called that game on CBS, they looked up the standings and they mentioned how the Chiefs had 10 wins, eventually 11. And they had the number 3 seed locked down. And it's like, wait a minute. The Chiefs have the 3 seed and people are going crazy about how bad of a year this is for the Chiefs. It's like, yeah, it's kind of a weird way we're putting it. Obviously, the defense deserves a lot of the credit for that. No question about it. But they still found a way to, they often still found a way to step up when it mattered the most. Now, is that an ideal way of doing things? No, that's why the Chiefs are improving this offense the way they have this year. But man, I don't even want to end the podcast. I'll talk to you guys until the sun comes up because I'm just thrilled. Right, I can't even sleep right now. I am thrilled. I'm thrilled. I'm really, really thrilled. This is the guy I really wanted. And I know a lot of you guys maybe wanted Mitchell or maybe Ladd McConkey, but I just feel like this is the right guy. The Chiefs didn't actually trade him. They just let him walk. And plus Matt Araiza, the punt god. So, you know, if you have a bad offensive drive, the punt god, he's got you covered. He's going to be there for the defense too. Because a great punts like that will definitely help the defense. Oh boy. I'm excited to see our team in the preseason. I really am. I really want to know what Hollywood Brown's going to look like. I want to see what Luis Rizama is going to look like. Xavier Worthy, Araiza. I mean, there are a lot of things I really want to see on offense this year in the preseason. I said this earlier this week. I'm not someone that cares a lot about OTAs and training camp because you're going up against your own team. And if you're not going up against like your own team's defense, then you're running a route with no defense ahead of you. And you can't really analyze that stuff. But this year, it just has a different feeling. There are a lot of things I want to see from the Chiefs with their new personnel. I'm looking forward to the preseason this year. I think there's a lot of hype for Chiefs preseason games this year. I really do. And, you know, you don't want to risk anything, but I just don't know if I want to see Mahomes much in the preseason. Let him get acclimated with Hollywood and Xavier and Rice a little bit? Because I think Mahomes and Rice have a lot of things down. But man, I just think this offense is poised for big improvement and a lot of success. Listen, I know a lot of you guys are, you guys know how to screen record on your smartphones, right? Screen record this. This Chiefs offense is going to be very similar to the 2018 offense when the Chiefs had the third highest scoring output in NFL history. I'm saying this after the first round of the NFL draft at 11:23 on a Thursday night, 11:23 Central Time. This Chiefs offense is going to be very similar to the one from 2018. And if the defense plays almost the same as last year, I think they're going to take a tiny step back, not too big of a step back. This is going to be a very difficult team to stop. I don't think they're going undefeated, especially now with an extra game in the regular season, going from 16 to 17 recently. It's impossible to go undefeated. It's just very difficult to do. Everyone, even the good teams, drop a game or two that they shouldn't drop. So you'll see some of that. But I think the Chiefs, I think they're a 14-3 football team. I really do. 14-3 or 15-2 right now. If they can find the right left tackle, this team, their odds of three-peating have gone up a lot, by a lot. I'm thrilled about this, and I really hope you guys share the same enthusiasm as I do. Brandon says Legion of Doom is back. He meant Zoom. Legion of Zoom. Will carry six receivers in the season. Okay, probably. I think it was seven last year. So, we'll see. We're not worthy for an all-night podcast. I'd love to do an all-night podcast, man. I'm not going to sleep. I'm just not. He absolutely did, Rich. Let me say this about Brett Veach, because his first couple of years, you know, the Chiefs didn't have a first-round draft pick because they traded it to get Mahomes, so they didn't have a 2018 first-round pick. Then they traded their 2019 pick for Frank Clark. They traded another first-round pick for a 2021 pick for Orlando Brown. So the Chiefs have not had a lot of first-round picks under Veach. And remember something. In Veach's first offseason, first full offseason as a GM, the Chiefs were actually in trouble with the salary cap. They had $177 in cap space. A lot of us probably spend $177 at a grocery store. So when the Chiefs were in a hellhole with the salary cap, Brett Veach worked his ass off to build the Chiefs away from that. It was a very tall ladder to climb, but Veach found a way to do it. And boy, I'm just excited for this team. And listen, I said something the other day, and I'll say it again. This might be the last time you see a lot of these core guys here. You have a lot of guys who are entering the final years of their contracts. Harrison Butker, Justin Reed, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, Travis Kelce. He's going to turn 35 in October, so I think the thought of him retiring could be out there very soon for him. Go get this three-peat. Because listen, I'm telling you right now, if the Chiefs three-peat, I don't think they're going to be terrible in 2025, but I just don't think they'll be a Super Bowl threat necessarily. Now, if you can bring back Hollywood Brown and you still have Rice and Worthy, you might still be in, other defenses might still be in trouble. But you got to get this three-peat here, because the roster you're trying to put together puts you in position to get that three-peat. I'm thrilled, man. I really, really, really am. I would have been happy with Mitchell. I would have been happy with McConkey. But I just think Worthy is going to elevate this offense to a whole nother level. I know a lot of you guys may not agree with that. I've seen some of your guys' reactions. Not everyone is thrilled about it because of his size and drops. I get it. Just trust me, man. I'm begging all of you guys to trust me. I don't like to tell people how they should feel, but I think you guys should feel pretty good about this. I think this Chiefs offense is going to do a lot of special things this year, and I think you guys are going to be thrilled about it. I really, really, really do. Yeah, so that's people. Coaches love that when you can do multiple things, Donnie. I agree. Yeah. Do you think we got another wide receiver in the draft? Yeah, so I mentioned earlier this week, I really like Jalen Coker from Holy Cross. I think that would be a great depth player for your offense. I really, really do. By the way, one last time before I get out of here, I'm trying to get more subscribers for my YouTube channel. I've only been doing live streams, which is the same as my Facebook page. I'm starting to put out a lot more video content on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, but the YouTube channel does not have a lot of subscribers right now. So if you guys could please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It doesn't cost you anything, just a click of a button and you'll subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it because we are trying to boost the subscription numbers on that. And I've already started putting video content on there earlier this week, and there's definitely going to be a lot more this weekend. So I would greatly appreciate it. I just commented with the link to the video. It's youtube.com/@thechiefszone. Luke is saying, what about a four-peat? Well, let's get the three-peat first, Luke. But listen, I think 2025, there are going to be some challenges that year. I think the Chiefs will still be competitive. I just don't think they'll be a Super Bowl threat because there are a lot of guys whose contracts are going to be expired, and it's not going to be easy bringing back all of them. It's just not. It's really not. That's why they got to get this three-peat now. Because here's my thing. If you can three-peat, which has never been done before, dude, I don't even care if you don't win a Super Bowl for five more years. Brady went 10 years in between his third Super Bowl win and his fourth Super Bowl win. So you're going to have, you know, a down period at some point with this dynasty, 100%. I think so, Tommy. I think the Chiefs are going to go for an offensive tackle tomorrow. My name that I would like is Patrick Paul. My boss is a Bills fan, said I work tomorrow. Oh, well, Josh, I obviously want all of you guys to stick around and keep watching, but if you got to work, man, get ready. So it's 11:30. I don't know where you live, but I think a lot of people got to get ready for work tomorrow if they're not staying home. We're definitely getting our left tackle tomorrow and rounding out the roster in our legend. Yes, Jamal Charles is going to be announcing the second and third picks. I'm excited for that. I really am. I think he's very deserving of that opportunity. So that's really cool that Jamal Charles is going to do that. Could Buffalo have blown this trade again? First Mahomes, now Worthy. I really would love, like, a behind-the-scenes footage. Or maybe like just, I want like the audio conversation of that phone call. Hey, Buffalo, it's me, Brett Veach. You know, the team that beats you every time in the playoffs. Hey, can we just have your pick? Can we trade so we can get the fastest player in NFL Combine history? Oh boy. I don't even know, man. I don't. Seriously, like, I'm not even making fun of Bills fans. I'm really not. Like, if I was a Bills fan, I'd be livid. Why are you dealing with them? Why? Why? I don't get it. I really don't get it. If I'm not talking, I'm just reading your comment. We have Taylor Swift, but is she worthy? Oh man. Hope Brett Veach traded Life Alert subscriptions along with the picks. Oh, you guys are funny, man. You guys are funny. Yeah, it's a really good question. Like, what's Buffalo doing? Like they have this talent, man. They really do on paper. Because remember when the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill? What were people saying? Oh, the Bills have the most talented paper or the most talented team. Yeah, on paper. I was just so tired of people talking about how invincible Buffalo was. I just hated it. I think the Chargers have a great pick, but, you know, you got to have someone to throw to. You got to take care of your quarterback and make sure he's protected first. So I think that's the right way to go about it. But they got to find some receivers in this draft, 100%. Yeah, I don't know if Buffalo's going to be... I mean, listen, I think they'll win games. I don't think they're winning the AFC East. No way. If Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, that's a team that's, you know, Buffalo's going to have some serious competition. Obviously, Miami is still Miami, so... Oh, Dusty. Oh, no. Bill's trade negotiations went wide right. Oh, Dusty. Dusty was just like, nope. I am going to be the most savage guy of the night. Oh, Dusty, you're a sly dog, brother. I can't get over it. I just can't. All right. I think that's a signal that we gotta wrap this up here. Hey, I appreciate all of you who tuned in late on a Thursday night to tune in and talk about this. I'm thrilled. This is the one player I absolutely wanted, and the Chiefs got him. I'm excited. All right. Hey, we will do a Red Friday live chat tomorrow morning. Yes, we're doing it in the morning because obviously the draft is taking place at night. So be ready for that. And then I will do a short live stream whenever the Chiefs do their second round pick. And then after their third round pick, we'll do the Chiefs Zone podcast again. So we're not quite done with the podcasting here. Boy, a lot of things to get into. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning on the Red Friday live chat, and then tomorrow night again on the Chiefs Zone podcast. My name is Farzin Vasugian. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@thechiefszone. Subscribe to that and keep it locked here. We'll have a lot more content for you this weekend. Appreciate you guys joining me on this late Thursday night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Talk to you then.